Dr. Kopensky dictating a male IME on Kevin Herman, H-E-R-M-A-N. Kevin Herman is a 24-year-old male who alleges to have injured his right ankle at work on 7/27/21. But on that occasion, his ankle was crushed and pinned by an electric pallet jack. Apparently, he was wearing steel-toed shoes at the time. Apparently, he went to Cooper Hospital emergency room the same day. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation, Hinge extends his final diagnosis to be, quote, severe swelling, comma, no visible fractures, period, end quote. He received approximately 6 weeks of physical therapy, but did not undergo any injections or surgery. Paired is no longer receiving any active treatment. Paired, the paragraph, as per the records provided, Mr. Herman was seen at Cooper Emergency Room on 7/28/21, period. He underwent x-rays of the right ankle and tibia and fibula that were negative for any acute osseous abnormalities, period. He stated he was undergoing training at a new job when someone accidentally crushed his ankle in a pallet mover. Period, EMS was called and brought him to the scene, to the ER. Period, he had a history of gout with his last flare 2 to 3 months ago. Period. Upon exam, he had only moderate pain, not out of proportion to exam, and no paresthesias or pulselessness. Period. He was immobilized and released, period. The paragraph on 7/29/21, he saw his primary care physician named Dr. Kaveng, C-A-V-E-N-G, period. He had a walking boot and was using a crutch. Period, he stated a lift device was carrying a heavy load when it spun and hit his leg and crushed it up against a fixed object. Period. He was wearing the boot and had a superficial wound. Period, history was remarkable for gout, comma, high cholesterol, comma, hypertension, comma, and childhood asthma. Period. Dr. Kaveng rendered a diagnosis of right leg injury for which he prescribed naproxen. Period. He also referred the petitioner for orthopedic consultation. Period. In paragraph, this took place beginning 8/10/21 with Dr. Freeland, F-R-E-E-L-A-N-D. Period. He learned the petitioner had only worked for the insured for 2 days. Period. He had seen his primary care physician, Dr. Kaveng, who prescribed him naproxen and Bactrim for a week due to a wound about the right ankle. Pretty was also seeing rheumatology at Advocare and had been diagnosed with psoriatic arthritis and gout. Period. Dr. Freeland diagnosed right foot crush injury. Period, he was instructed on wound care and was supplied with betadine. Period, he would remain out of work for 3 months. Period. His progress was monitored by Dr. Freeland. Period. New paragraph, an MRI of the right ankle was done on 8/27/21. Period. Revealed a contusion of the superficial aspect of the medial malleolus without fracture. Period. There was an os trigonum with findings suggesting posterior impingement. Period. He had a low-lying flexor hallucis muscle belly with associated edema, indicating a grade 1 strain. Period. He returned to Dr. Freeland to review these results on 8/31/21. Period. He had Mr. Herman participate in physical therapy. interpreter is going to transition out of his cam boot and into supportive shoes. Period. On the visit of 9/28/21, he had transitioned out of his cam boot. Period. He denies any difficulties with daily tasks, but is hesitant to return to work. Period. He wanted to complete another round of physical therapy before doing so. Period. He was accommodated in that regard. Period. Dr. Freeland wrote he would remain out of work for 3 months from the date of injury. Period. He saw Dr. Freeland again on 11/2/21, when he denied any difficulties or challenges with daily tasks. Period. He had complied with physical therapy. Period. He was not using his cam boot any longer. Period. Dr. Freeland indicated he had completed physical therapy. Period. He cleared Mr. Herman to return to work on Monday. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. He rolled up his jeans to allow visualization of the distal lower extremities. Period. He showed scaly abrasions on both shins. Period. He states he gets psoriatic arthritis in his upper extremities. Period. His posterior ankle, he says, is desensitized and he has sponginess in the muscle. Period. There was an irregular dark flat, quote, scar, end quote, at the site of trauma superficial to the malleolus. Period. It was flat. The lateral malleolus, period, it was flat and measured 2 inch by 3/4 inch. Period, there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Feet and ankles normal, lumbosacral normal, gait maneuvers normal. Impressions on 7/28/21. Kevin Herman's right foot was crushed while at work. Period, he was wearing steel-toed shoes at the time. Period, this evidently was only his second day of employment with the insured. Period, he went to the emergency room where x-rays were negative for fracture. Period, he followed up with his primary care physician, who continued to treat him conservatively with immobilization. Period, the petitioner then came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Freeland. Period, a course of therapy was rendered, as was liberalization of his immobilization. Period. He eventually had an MRI of the ankle, whose results will be inserted here. As of Dr. Freeland's last visit on 11/2/21, he released Mr. Herman to return to work the coming Monday. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found he ambulated with slip-on loafers with no difficulty. Period. He had full range of motion of the right ankle. Period. There was a heel dark irregular flat scar type lesion on the right lateral malleolus. Period. He had intact strength with provocative maneuvers negative. Period. He was able to perform provocative gait maneuvers without difficulty. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referral to the statutory right foot. Period. New paragraph, we'll call this records list. Number 1, claim petition of 7/28/21. Number 2, emergency department records from 7/28/21. Number 3, progress notes of Dr. Kavang on 7/29/21. Prepared progress notes of Dr. Freeland from 8/10/21 through 11/2/21. Prepared MRI of the right ankle from Jefferson Health on 8/27/21. Period. And if you could put that list actually at the front of my dictation. And that will be the end.